Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna. Hare Hare. Hare Rama. Hare Rama. Rama Rama. Hare Hare. Okay, nice to see everybody here.
Lijepo vas sve vidjeti ovdje.
Before we begin, I want to read a quotation from the Padma Purana.
Želio bih pročitati citat iz Bhagavad Purane.
About the holy name.
O svetom imenu.
Since this workshop is about Shravanam Kirtanam, hearing and chanting of the holy name.
Budući da ovo radionica o Shravanam Kirtanam, odnosno o slušanju i pjevanju svetih imena.
Today we're going to I'm going to give you some realization about the holy name.
Danas ću vam dati neke spoznaje o svetom imenu.
So let's start with this from the Adi Purana.
Krenimo od Adi Purane.
Sometimes called Padma Purana. There is no vow like chanting the holy name.
Nema zavjeta poput pjevanja svetog imena.
There is no knowledge superior to chanting the holy name.
Nema znanja nadmoćnijega pjevanju svetog imena.
There is no meditation which comes anywhere near chanting the holy name.
Nema meditacije koja bi se mogla mjeriti sa svetim imenom.
Chanting the holy name gives the highest result.
Pjevanje svetih imena daje najviši rezultat.
There is no penance equal to chanting the holy name.
Nema pokore koja se može mjeriti sa svetim imenom.
And nothing is as potent or powerful as chanting the holy name.
I ništa nije tako moćno i snažno poput pjevanja svetog imena.
Chanting is the greatest act of piety.
Pjevanje je najveći čin pobožnosti.
Chanting is the supreme refuge.
Ono je vrhovno utočište.
Even the words of the Vedas do not possess sufficient power to describe the magnitude of chanting the holy names.
Čak niti riječi Veda nemaju dovoljno moći da opišu snagu pjevanja svetog imena.
Chanting is the highest path to liberation, peace and eternal life.
Pjevanje je najviši put dostizanja oslobođenja, mira i vječnog života.
Chanting is the pinnacle of devotion.
Pjevanje je vrhunac posvećenosti.
Chanting is the heart's joyous proclivity.
Pjevanje je radosna sklonost srca.
It's the heart's greatest attraction.
To je najveća privlačnost srcu.
And chanting is the best form of remembrance of the Supreme Lord.
A pjevanje je najbolji oblik sjećanja na vrhovnog gospodina.
The holy name has appeared solely for the benefit of the living entities.
Sveto ime pojavljuje se samo zbog dobrobiti živih bića.
And the holy name is the Lord and Master of the living entities.
I sveto ime je gospodar živih bića.
The holy name is the supreme worshipful object for the living entities.
Sveto ime je vrhovni predmet obožavanja za živa bića.
And the holy name is the spiritual guide and mentor for all living entities.
I sveto ime je duhovni vođa i mentor za sva živa bića.
Whoever continuously chants Lord Krishna's holy name,
tko god neprestano pjeva sveta imena gospodina Krišne,
even in his sleep,
čak i dok spava,
can easily realize,
lako može spoznati,
that the name is the direct manifestation of Krishna himself.
Da je ime izravno očitovanje samoga Krišne.
In spite of all the negative influences of Kali Yuga.
Unatoč svim negativnim učincima Kali Yuge.
Now, what did Lord Chaitanya say about this?
Što je gospodin Chaitanya rekao o tome?
He quoted this verse.
Citirao je taj stih.
Harinama, 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 eva kevalam kalo nascheva, 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 gatiranyata. Now, in this verse, how many times is chanting of the holy name emphasized?
Koliko puta se u toj strofi naglašava pjevanje svetih imena?
Three. Any other guesses?
Tri puta. Još netko?
Anyone else say any other number?
Još netko želi reći neki broj?
Think.
Razmislite.
Okay, we got six.
Šest puta.
Very well. Six. Any other number?
Još neki broj.
You're close. Six is close.
Šest je blizu.
I count eight times.
Ja sam izbrojao osam puta.
Eight times. Let's count them. Harinama.
Pobrojimo ih.
Harinama. Harinama. Eva. Eva means certainly.
Eva znači zacijelo.
That's an emphasis.
To je naglasak.
Certainly means 100%. Guaranteed.
Zacijelo znači 100%.
Kevalam. Kevalam means only.
Kevalam znači samo.
Only means that everything else is rejected.
Samo znači da sve ostalo se odbacuje.
Not anything else except this. That means only. Now we're at five.
Došli smo do petog.
Nasteva, six, nasteva, nasteva. There's no other way, no other way, no other way. Now we're at eight.
Nema drugog načina, nema drugog načina, nema drugog načina. Dakle, osam, sve ukupno.
Gatir anjata, to attain the goal.
Gatir anjata, za dostići cilj.
So eight times in this one shloka, it's emphasized that there's no other way to attain the goal of Krishna prema than chanting the holy name.
Osam puta se naglašava u ovoj šloki da nema drugog načina za dostizanje Krishna preme.
And we just heard from the Purana that it is everything.
A iz Purana smo čuli da je to sve.
So then why are we not giving our full care and attention to chanting?
Zašto onda ne posvećujemo svu svoju pažnju pjevanju i mantranju?
So Prabhupada gave us four reasons why.
Prabhupada nam je dao četiri razloga zašto.
We're inattentive because we're disinterested, because we're actually careless about following the process, and actually we're all mad.
Mi smo nemarni zato što smo, jednostavno nas to ne zanima, zato što smo nemarni i u krajnjoj liniji zato što smo jednostavno svi ludi.
Yesterday we tried to chant offenselessly.
Jučer smo pokušali mantrati bez uvreda.
So my question today is, if we keep on chanting offensively, full of offenses,
moje pitanje je danas, ako nastavimo mantrati s uvredama,
are we going to get Krishna prem?
Hoćemo li dostići Krishna premu?
No. If the Shravanam is bad, can the Kirtanam be good?
Ako je Shravanam loš, može li Kirtanam biti dobar?
So we have to understand the problem in order to first solve the problem.
Da bismo riješili problem, moramo ga najprije razumjeti.
So we have a problem.
Imamo dakle problem.
We're not performing the experiment correctly.
Pokus ne izvršavamo pravilno.
We're not giving our full focus and attention or love to the holy name.
A svetom imenu ne dajemo potpunu pažnju i ljubav.
So we may ask why.
Možemo se pitati zašto.
So one of the answers is that we're attached to material things.
Jedan odgovor je da smo vezani za materijalne stvari.
Because when I sit down to chant japa, that's where my mind goes, to all my material life.
Jer kada sjednem mantrati japu, moj um jednostavno odluta na sve te materijalne stvari.
Another answer may be that we don't realize that the holy name is Krishna.
Drugi odgovor može biti da jednostavno ne razumijemo kako je sveto ime Krishna.
So now I'm going to tell you a story, a Prabhupada Lila.
Sada ćemo vam ispričati priču iz Prabhupada Lile.
Prabhupada used to go for his morning walk every morning, wherever he was.
Prabhupada bi svako jutro, gdje god se nalazio, odlazio na svoju jutarnju šetnju.
And most of the time he would discuss philosophical points with his disciples.
I većinom je sa svojim učenicima raspravljao o filozofskim poantama.
Sometimes he would just chant.
Ponekad bi jednostavno mantrao.
This morning he was only chanting.
I to jutro je samo mantrao.
So he's walking along chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Then he stopped.
Tako je hodao mantrao i onda stao.
Took off his bead bag.
Izvadio je svoju branicu.
And he said, there, now I'm finished my 16 rounds.
I rekao, evo, sada sam završio sa svojih 16 krugova.
Now I can do any damn thing.
Sada mogu učiniti što god.
So what was he teaching us?
Što nam je time želio reći?
That this is our mentality.
Da je to naš stav, mentalitet.
We're thinking that chanting the holy name is some burden that we have to finish and get done with so that we can start relaxing and enjoying the rest of the day.
Mislimo kako je mantranje svetog imena neki teret koji moramo obaviti da bismo kasnije uživali ostatku dana.
I chant my 16 rounds and then when I'm finished, okay, I did my 16 rounds. Great. Now let's go have a pizza. Let's go to the beach.
Mantra sam 16 krugova završio. Super. I sada mogu na picu, mogu na plažu.
So if we're thinking that the chanting is some burden or some duty that we have to perform,
ako mislimo da je mantranje neki teret ili dužnost koju moramo obaviti,
what kind of a message are we sending to Krishna?
Kakvu poruku mi to šaljemo Krishni?
What are we telling Krishna?
Što mu govorimo?
Exactly.
Skini mi se s vrata.
We're not telling Krishna, I'm ecstatic in your association.
Ne kažemo Krishni, tako mi je lijepo u tvome društvu.
You're telling him that it's a duty that I'm performing, but I'll be really relieved when it's over.
Govorimo mu kako je to dužnost koju obavljamo, ali bit će nam puno lakše kada jednom završi.
So the basis for our understanding of Krishna consciousness,
temelj našem razumijevanju svjesnosti Krishne,
is establishing, re-establishing our loving relationship with Krishna.
Je da ponovno utemeljimo svoj odnos ljubavi s Krishnom.
And Krishna explains how it goes about.
A Krishna objašnjava kako do toga dolazi.
You all know this verse. Ye yatamam prapadyante tamstataiva bhajam yaham. Krishna says that as much as you give to me, I reciprocate accordingly.
Svi znate taj stih u kojem Krishna kaže koliko mi netko daje, toliko mu uzvraćam.
So we have to ask each and every one of us, we have to go into our own hearts and we have to say, how much of my energy, how much of my love, how much of my feeling am I giving to Krishna?
Trebamo svi pogledati duboko u sebe i zapitati se koliko svoje energije, svojih osjećaja i svoje ljubavi dajemo Krishni.
Because if I only give 10%, I'm only going to get back 10%.
Ako dam samo 10%, 10% će mi se i vratiti.
And if I give 50%, Krishna reciprocates 50%.
Ako dam 50%, Krishna će uzvratiti 50%.
But if we give 100%, Krishna will give 100%.
No damo li 100%, Krishna će dati 100%.
1 minute. Whose 100% is more powerful? Our 100% or Krishna's 100%?
Čijih 100% je moćnije, naših ili Krishninih?
If we give 100% and Krishna gives back 100%, is it a good deal for us?
Ako mi damo 50%, a Krishna da 50%, da li to dobro za nas, a Krishna da 100%?
Is that a good deal for us?
Da li to dobro za nas?
You had a question.
Mala se pitanje.
How do we know that we're giving Krishna 100%?
Kako znamo da Krishna dajemo 100%?
Very good question.
Jako dobro pitanje.
100% is that whatever you do for Krishna, you do it the best that you can do.
100% je da što god radimo za Krishnu, radimo to najbolje što možemo.
If Prabhupada gives 100% and you give 100%, means he's doing his best and you're doing your best.
Ako Prabhupada čini 100% i ti činiš 100%, znači da on daje najbolje od sebe i ti isto daješ najbolje od sebe.
Now in Krishna's eyes, Prabhupada's doing his best and you're doing your best. Who does Krishna favor?
U Krishnim očima, ako ti daješ najbolje od sebe i Prabhupada daje najbolje od sebe, kome je Krishna više naklonjen?
What is the answer?
Koji je odgovor?
The same.
Isto.
Exactly.
Upravo tako.
That's called samadarshina.
To se zove samadarshana.
Krishna has equal vision.
Krishna ima viziju jednakosti.
There's a famous story from the Ramayana.
Ima jedna poznata priča u Ramayani.
Hanuman was building the bridge to Lanka.
Hanuman je gradio most prema Lanki.
There was a squirrel up in the tree and he saw Hanuman serving the Lord.
I tamo bio vrabac na grani na drvetu koji je vidio kako Hanuman služi gospodina.
He also wanted to serve Lord Ram.
A vjeverica, ona isto željela služiti gospodina Ramu.
So he came down the tree and he started to kick in some grains of sand into the water.
I tako je se spustila zrveta i počela mala zrnca pjeska grepsti u vodu.
But then Hanuman said, "Hey squirrel, get out of my way. I'm doing big service here."
A Hanuman je rekao, "Ma vjevrica, skloni se. Ja ovdje radim pravu službu."
"I don't want to step on you."
Ne želim te zgaziti.
"Please move over so I can finish this bridge."
Molim te, makni se pa da završim taj most.
Now is that familiar?
Zvuči to poznato.
Do we sometimes see in our temples that some devotees think they're doing big service and other devotees doing little service?
Ne vidimo li u našim hramovima nekad bakte koji misle da rade veliku službu, a drugi bakte da rade malu službu?
But what did Lord Ram say?
No što je gospodin Rama rekao?
He said, "No, Hanuman, you are doing your best, he's doing his best, therefore you're equal in my eyes."
Rekao je, "Ne, Hanuman, ti daješ sve od sebe i ona daje sve od sebe i stoga ste u mojim očima vas dvoje jednaki."
If devotional service is on the absolute platform,
ako je predano služenje na apsolutnoj razini,
is one service better than another?
Ili jedna služba bolja od druge?
Who says no?
Tko kaže ne?
Who says that one service can be better than another?
A tko kaže da neka služba može biti bolja od neke
okay.
druge?
So we all agree.
Dakle, svi se slažemo.
It's on the absolute platform, it's all transcendental.
To je na apsolutnoj razini, sve je transcendentalno.
It all pleases the Lord.
Sve to zadovoljava gospodina.
As long as we're doing it to the best of our ability.
Sve dok dajemo sve od sebe.
So what we want to do is to answer her question, just do the best that we can.
Kao odgovor na tvoje pitanje, dakle, trebamo samo dati sve od sebe.
And what does it mean to do the best that we can?
A što to u stvari znači?
It means to put your whole heart into it.
Znači da u to unosite čitavo svoje srce.
And the whole focus of your attention into chanting the holy name.
I sva vaša pažnja usmjerena je na pjevanje svetih imena.
Kali kale nam rupe Krishna avatar. In this Kali Yuga, Krishna has descended to this world in the form of his holy name.
U ovoj Kali Yugi, Krishna je sišao u obliku svog svetog imena.
Prabhupada said that when we chant purely, we will experience that Krishna is dancing on our tongue.
Prabhupada je rekao da kada ćemo čisto mantrati, imat ćemo iskustvo Krishne kako pleše na našem jeziku.
Is that what we want, Krishna to dance on our tongue?
Da li to ono što želimo, da nam Krishna pleše na jeziku?
Okay, everybody in this room wants Krishna to dance on their tongue. So
svi to žele.
We're going to try and help you.
Pa ćemo vam pokušati pomoći.
So yesterday I said that of all the problems that everybody has in this movement,
noću sam rekao da svi problemi koje imamo u ovome pokretu,
it all boils down to one problem.
Sve se svodi na jedan problem.
That our Shravanam Kirtanam is not good.
Da naš Shravanam i Kirtanam nisu dobri.
And if our Shravanam becomes 100% good,
ako naš Shravanam postane 100% dobar,
then Chaito Darpana Marjanam, the sound vibration enters into the ear, it purifies the heart.
Vibracija svetog imena ulazi u uši i čisti srce, Chaito Darpana Marjanam.
And then you become a pure devotee.
I postanete čisti bhakta.
Then all your problems are solved.
I svi su vaši problemi riješeni.
Prabhupada gave this example.
Prabhupada je dao sljedeći primjer.
Everybody has so many 10-euro problems.
Svatko ima toliko problema.
But when you have a million euros, it solves all your 10-euro problems.
Problema za 10 eura. Kada imate milijon eura, to rješava sve vaše ove male probleme za 10 eura.
When you get to the top, everything else is included.
Kada dođete do nekog vrha, sve ostalo je u njemu uključeno.
So when we chant purely, we solve all of our problems.
Kada čisto pjevamo mantramo, onda smo riješili sve svoje probleme.
And why is that?
A zašto to?
Because we don't see anything as a problem anymore.
Jer nam više ništa ne predstavlja problem.
Nothing is no longer a problem.
Ništa više nije problem.
Problems don't exist.
Oni jednostavno ne postoje.
They are just simply challenges.
To su jednostavno izazovi.
It's a challenge.
To je izazov.
To get to the next higher level.
Da se prijeđe na sljedeću višu razinu.
And I overcome that challenge.
Kada nadiđemo taj izazov.
Krishna gives me another one.
Krishna nam daje novi.
That's what he did to Prabhupada.
I to učinio Prabhupadu.
Prabhupada was a pure devotee in Vrindavan.
Prabhupada je bio čisti bhakta u Vrindavanu.
He didn't need to come to the West.
I nije bilo potrebe da dođe na zapad.
But he went through so many difficulties
Но прошло столько потешкоча.
One challenge after another.
Изазов за изазовом.
Why did Krishna do this to him?
Зашто му то Кришна учинио?
Sometimes we may wonder that.
Понекад ќе му се може питати то питање.
It's just to bind us closer and closer in love.
Да би нас још више везао у љубави.
And also to prepare us for the future when we will be the acharya.
И да би нас припремио за будућност када ћемо ми бити ачарје.
When we will have to solve all the challenges of others.
Kada ćemo mi morati rješavati probleme drugih, izazove drugih.
When we will have to give Krishna consciousness to a disturbed and frightened world in the midst of a World War III.
Kada ćemo svjesnost Krishne trebati dati uznemirenom i prestrašenom svijetu usred trećeg svjetskog rata.
So, Shravanam.
Dakle, Shravanam.
Hearing.
Slušanje.
With full concentration.
S potpunom usredotočenošću.
Did anybody record their japa this morning?
Je li netko od vas snimio jutro svoj japo?
You did. Did you listen to it?
Jesi li slušala?
Can you share with us what you experienced?
Možeš li nama podijeliti svoje iskustvo?
Not so bad?
Nije tako loše.
Does that mean 100% good?
Znači li to 100% dobro?
So what did you hear besides the Maha Mantra?
Što si čula osim Maha Mantra?
You were here trying to hear other devotees chant.
Slušala kako drugi bhakti mantraju.
So that you could focus on your own chanting?
Da bi se usredotočila na vlastito mantranje.
Okay, so let's go to my experience then.
Ajde, sad ćemo vidjeti moje iskustvo.
When I did this a few years back,
kada sam to učinio prije par godina,
this is what I heard.
Evo što sam ja čuo.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Hare, Hare Hare. And sometimes it was Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Hare, Hare Hare, Hare Hare, Hare Hare. Then I realized every time I'm going Hare Hare, Hare Hare, Hare Hare, I'm thinking, I'm not on the mantra anymore. I'm gone off thinking somewhere.
Kad god ovako nerazumljivo izgovara mantru, shvatio sam da u stvari u to vrijeme nisam, moja pažnja nije nad svetom imenom, nego um, luta, tko zna gdje.
So I was wondering, is everybody like this or just me?
Pitao sam se, li su svima tako ili samo sa mnom?
So I started to listen to my god brothers chanting.
Pa sam počeo slušati svoje braće po Bogu kako mantraju.
And I heard all kinds of mantras.
I čuo sam svakakve mantre.
Which I'm not going to repeat.
Koje neću ovdje ponoviti.
Because you may recognize them.
Jer ćete ih možda prepoznati.
But the point is that I realized that that unless we chant the Maha Mantra properly, we're not going to get the result.
No, shvatio sam da ukoliko ne izgovaramo Maha Mantru na pravi način, nećemo dostići rezultate.
Now, how did I come to this realization?
Kako sam to spoznao?
Well, in the beginning I used to chant really nicely.
U početku sam jako lijepo mantrao.
But after a few years I began to take it for granted.
No, nakon nekoliko godina počeo sam to uzimati zdravo za gotovo.
Just finish my rounds.
Baš sam završio krugove.
That was the goal, finish my rounds.
Bio cilj završiti krugove.
It wasn't establishing a relationship with Krishna.
Nije bilo da uspostavim odnos s Krishna.
It wasn't offering my love to Krishna.
Nije bilo da mu ponudim svoju ljubav.
It wasn't so that I could become pure.
Niti da postanem čist.
Maybe in the back of my mind I was thinking like that, but in the front of my mind I was thinking, let me finish my rounds.
Možda sam to mislio negdje u sebi, ali ono što sam stvarno svjesno mislio je bilo, ajde da završim svoje krugove.
Then after a while I became a little lax.
Nakon nekog vremena malo sam se opustio.
And my mind started to wander more and more.
I um je sve više i više počeo lutati.
And I used to be able to work out my problems while I was chanting japa.
I znao bi svoje probleme rješavati.
Idea.
Ruku da to loše
because what was I doing?
To je bila užasna zamisao.
I was conditioning my mind that it's all right to think while I chant.
Uvjetovala sam svoj um da mislim kako je dobro razmišljati dok mantram.
And when I realized that, I stopped that immediately.
Kad sam to shvatio, istog trenutka sam prestao s tim.
And I realized I had to, that's called a samskara, a bad habit.
I shvatio sam da se radi o samskari, o lošoj navici.
I was putting this samskara into my brain that it's all right to think and chant at the same time.
Usaživao sam u svoj mozak tu samskaru da je dobro u isto vrijeme mantrati i razmišljati.
But it's not all right to think and chant at the same time.
Ali mantrati i razmišljati u isto vrijeme uistinu nije dobro.
So I had to come up with a different samskara, a positive samskara.
Pa sam morao smisliti drugačiju, pozitivnu samskaru.
I had to say to my mind, it's not okay to think when I chant.
Trebao sam reći svome umu, nije u redu razmišljati dok mantraš.
And so we're gonna go over how we recondition our minds and put new samskara so that you don't think when you chant.
Sada ćemo vidjeti kako možemo u svoj umu saditi novi samskare da ne mislimo dok mantramo.
But that's for a little later.
To ćemo malo kasnije.
Right now we want to focus on the power of the holy name.
Sada se želimo usmjeriti na moć svetog imena.
That Krishna, here you see the Krishna in the form of the deity.
Krishna, ovdje ga vidite u obliku božanstva.
And Lord Chaitanya says that in Kali Yuga, Krishna is in the form of his holy name.
A gospodin Chaitanya kaže da se u Kali Yugi Krishna nalazi u obliku svog svetog imena.
We do puja to the deity.
Nudimo puđu božanstvima.
Yes?
Zar ne?
How many times a day?
Koliko puta dnevno?
As many as we can, right?
Koliko god puta možemo.
Do we do puja to the holy name?
Da li obavljamo puđu za sveto ime?
You're thinking about it. Yes or no? Who says we do?
Tko kaže da?
Okay. Those who do, describe your puja to me.
Oni koji to čine, to the holy name.
Who wants to be first?
Tko će prvi?
Okay, simply by chanting it's a puja.
Jednostavno mantrajući već vršimo puđu.
That's at its most simple form.
To je u najjednostavnijem obliku.
Sorry? Attentive chanting is better than just chanting. This is true.
Mantranje bolje od samo mantranja.
Okay, so I want to share with you my puja when I chant, okay?
Sada bih s vama želio podijeliti svoju puđu dok ja mantram.
And we're first going to deal with kirtan.
Prvo ćemo to započet ćemo s kirtanom.
And then we're going to deal with japa.
A zatim ćemo pričati o japi.
So first we're going to deal with kirtan.
Dakle, prvo nešto o kirtanu.
Everybody does kirtan here? Before we go into this, there's one verse that is very, very fundamental, and that's this verse from Bhagavad Gita.
Postoji jedan stih iz Bhagavad Gita koji će nam dati osnove za ovo.
Tesham satata yuktanam bhajatam priti purvakam dadami buddhi yogam tam yena mam upayanti te. This is one of my favorite verses.
Ovo mi je jedan od najdražih stihova.
Let's see if we qualify for this verse.
Da vidimo jesmo li kvalificirani za taj stih.
The first verse is tesham, means anyone.
Prva riječ tesham znači svatko.
So we qualify there.
Dakle, tu možemo mi upasti.
Tesham satata yuktanam. Satata yuktanam means constantly engaged in something.
Satata yuktanam znači stalno biti uključen u nešto.
Do we do japa every day?
Mantramo li japu svaki dan?
So constantly means you do something every day.
Neprestano znači da činimo nešto svaki dan.
You do it as a regular practice.
To nam je nešto što redovno činimo.
You do it your whole life.
Činimo to čitav život.
So constantly, satata yuktanam, so we're all constantly engaged in chanting Hare Krishna.
Svi smo dakle neprestano uključeni u mantranje Hare Krishna.
So we qualify there.
Dakle, i tu smo, za to smo kvalificirani, za tu skupinu.
So far, so good.
Za sada je sve okej.
Bhajatam.
Bhajatam.
Is that engagement done as worship?
Da li je to učinjeno kao oblik obožavanja?
Worship means the mood that you have.
Obožavanje se odnosi na raspoloženje koje imamo.
The mood of glorification.
Raspoloženje slavljenja.
Are we doing it in that mood?
Činimo li to u tom raspoloženju?
Or just in the mood to I can't wait till it's finished.
Ili jedno čekamo da završimo.
If we're doing it in the mood that this is something holy, sacred, worshipable.
Ako činimo to u raspoloženju da to nešto sveto, nešto što se može, nešto što vrijedno obožavanja.
Then we qualify.
Onda smo kvalificirani.
So far so good. Are we all here? We all qualify so far?
Sve dobro. Svi smo za to kvalificirani, zar ne?
Priti purvakam. Priti means love, purvakam means complete.
Priti znači ljubav, a purvakam znači potpuno.
Complete means the best that you can do.
Potpuno znači najbolje što možete.
100%.
100%.
Are we giving 100% of our love, the best that we can do, to Krishna when we chant his holy name?
Dajmo li 100% Krishni dok pjevamo sveto ime, dakle najbolje od sebe?
If we are, we qualify.
Ako da, onda smo kvalificirani.
If we're not, we don't qualify.
Ako ne, onda nismo.
Now what is it that Krishna is qualifying us for?
Za što nas to Krishna kvalificira?
The Dhammi Buddhi Yogam Tam. If you qualify for the first part of the mantra, he's going to reciprocate on the second part.
Ako smo kvalificirani za prvi dio mantre, tada će on uzvratiti u ovome drugome.
He's going to give you all the intelligence you need.
Daće nam svu potrebnu inteligenciju.
Everything you need.
Sve što nam treba.
The Dhammi Buddhi Yogam Tam. I'm going to give you that intelligence of yoga, yena mam upayanti te, so that you can come to me.
Daću ti tu inteligenciju, jogu kojom ćeš moći doći meni.
So Krishna is going to clear our path.
Krishna će nam počistiti put.
He's going to give us everything that we require, everything we need. He's going to help us in every single way so that we can come to him.
Daće nam sve što treba, pomoći nam na svaki način da mu možemo doći.
If we qualify.
Ako ispunimo određene uvjete.
If you don't, you don't.
Ako ne, onda ne.
Now who is this Krishna?
Tko je taj Krishna?
Which Krishna is saying this?
Koji Krishna to govori?
What is your realization? Which Krishna is saying this?
Koja je vaša spoznaja, realizacija? Koji Krishna to govori?
Do you know what I mean when I say which Krishna?
Znate li što mislim kada kažem koji Krishna?
Advaitam, Achyutam, Anadi, Ananta Rupam. Krishna comes in unlimited forms. Which Krishna are we talking about?
Krishna dolazi u neograničenim oblicima.
He says Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
On
who do you say?
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Vrindavan Krishna. Krishna who's speaking the Gita.
Krishna koji govori Gitu.
Anyone else? Paramatma Krishna. Okay, I'm going to share with you now which Krishna I feel.
Ja ću vam reći kojeg Krishna ja, što ja mislim.
For me, it's Mahamantra Krishna.
Za mene to Mahamantra Krishna.
Mahamantra Krishna will do that for me.
On će to učiniti za mene.
Is there any difference between Mahamantra Krishna and Vrindavan Krishna?
Postoji razlika između Mahamantra Krishna i Vrindavan Krishna?
Yes or no?
Da ili ne?
Mahamantra is even more merciful.
Mahamantra je još milostivija.
Now, there's another verse that is one of my favorites.
Ima još jedan stih koji je jedan od meni najdražih.
Sarva dharman paritya ja mame kangsharanam vraja aham tvam sarva papebhyo mukshishyami ma sujaha. Krishna is saying sarva dharman paritya ja. Sarva dharman means all other concerns, all other duties, all other things that are important to you.
Krishna kaže sarva dharma paritya ja. To se odnosi na sve druge stvari, sve drugo što nam je važno.
Paritya-ja, what does that mean? It means Prabhupada translates it as abandon it.
A što znači paritya-ja? Prabhupada to prevodi kao napuštanje.
That means you turn your back on it.
Znači da tome okrećemo leđa.
It becomes in the background.
To jednostavno ostaje u nekoj pozadini.
What becomes in the front then?
Što onda dolazi sprijeda, što postaje važno?
Mame kang sharanam vraja. Krishna says, mom means me, ekang means number one, sharanam means to surrender.
Mam znači ja, eka znači jedno, šaranam znači predati se.
And vraja is the imperative form in Sanskrit to do something. So Krishna is not just asking us, he's making it imperative. Make me number one in your life.
I on to kaže u imperativnom obliku, on to zapovjeda, to nije molba, znači da to postane najvažnija stvar u našem životu.
Now what happens if we make Krishna number one in our life?
A što se događa kada nam Krishna bude na prvom mjestu?
First he says, ahang tvang sarva pape bio, I'll take away all your sinful reactions.
Prvo kaže da će oduzeti sve naše grešne reakcije.
That means all the sinful reactions from all your past lives, millions and millions of them.
Znači sve grešne reakcije iz miliona i miliona prošlih života.
It means all the sinful reactions we're doing right now.
Dakle, sve
even in, as
devotees. Grešne reakcije koje činimo sada, čak i kao bhakte.
And it means all the future sins that we haven't yet committed, but the seed is there in our hearts.
A odnosi se i na sve buduće koje posljednje grešne djela koje nismo počinili, ali njihovo sjeme je posijano u našem srcu.
That's the meaning sarva pap, all those sinful reactions.
To je značenje te riječi sarva, znači sve grešne reakcije.
If we make Krishna number one, this is what he does for us.
Ako Krishna stavimo na prvo mjesto, onda je to ono što on čini za nas.
Is that a good deal for us?
Je li to dobro
pogodno? You think that's a good deal?
Mislite li da je dobra?
But you know what? Krishna knows that we're still not convinced, because who's actually number one in our life?
No, Krishna zna da mi nismo uvjereni, jer tko je ipak na prvom mjestu u našem životu?
I know that Krishna's not number one, I'm number one, and what's the proof? That when I chant japa, my mind always goes to me, my life.
Znam da mi Krishna nije na prvom mjestu, ja sam sebi na prvom mjestu, jer kad mantram japu, onda mislim i lutaju na moj vlastiti život i na mene samog.
So then Krishna really wants to convince you that he should be number one, so he's going to give you a bonus.
Ali onda vas Krishna uistinu želi uvjeriti da želi da on bude na prvom mjestu, pa će vam dati jednu povoljnost.
Moksha ishyami. Moksha ishyami means I will give you liberation.
Moksha ishyami znači daću ti oslobođenje.
Now what does Krishna mean when he says liberation?
No što Krishna misli kada kaže oslobođenje?
Does he mean merging in the Brahma Jyoti?
Misli pod time stapanje s Brahma Jyotijem?
No.
Ne.
What he means is that you can come back, enter into his eternal pastime.
Želi reći da se možemo vratiti i ući u njegove vječne zabave.
And serve him to your heart's content.
I služiti ga do punog zadovoljstva.
In a ever youthful body forever and ever.
U tijelu koje vječno ostaje mlado i to zauvijek.
In his holy dam of Goloka Vrindavan.
U njegovoj svetoj dami Goloka Vrindavanu.
Where every word is a song.
Gdje je svaka riječ pjesma.
Every step is a dance.
Svaki korak je ples.
Every thought is a thought of love.
Svaka misao, misao je ljubavi.
Every act is an act of devotion.
Svako djelo, djelo je predanosti.
That's what he means, moksha ishyami.
To je misli po tom riječju, moksha ishyami.
He's going to invite us to come there, to be with him.
On će nas pozvati da dođemo tamo i da budemo s njime.
Is it now a good deal for us?
Je li sada to dobra pogodba za nas?
It's a super deal for us.
To je jako dobra.
Then what does Krishna say? Ma suchaha.
Što onda Krishna kaže? Ma suchaha.
What does ma suchaha mean?
Što ma suchaha znači?
Don't be afraid. Have no fear.
Ne se bojati.
What else does it mean?
Što još može značiti?
Trust me.
Vjeruj mi.
That's what it means. Have no fear. Have no doubts. It means trust me.
Dakle, ne boj se, ne sumnjaj, vjeruj mi.
Krishna is saying, trust me.
Krishna kaže, vjeruj mi.
If we're not making Krishna number one in our life, it means we don't trust Krishna.
Ako Krishna nije na prvom mjestu u našem životu, znači da mu ne vjerujemo.
Now why would we not trust Krishna?
A zašto ne vjerovati Krishni?
Because life after life after life after life we've been cheated, disappointed, let down and hurt, and now we don't trust anybody.
Zato što su nas život za životom, život za životom povrijeđivali, ostavljali, jednostavno više ne vjerujemo nikome.
And that's why we don't give
100%. I zato ne dajemo svojih 100%.
Because we're not 100% convinced.
Jer nismo 100% uvjereni.
When you're 100% convinced of something, whatever it is, you give it your all.
Kada smo 100% uvjereni u nešto, o čemu god da se radi, onda dajemo stvarno sve od sebe.
So, we want to be 100% convinced about Krishna.
Želimo biti 100% uvjereni o Krishna.
So now, which Krishna is making this promise to us?
Koji Krishna nam daje to obećanje?
Which Krishna is making this deal with us?
Koji Krishna nam daje tu pogodbu?
Anybody have an idea?
Zna li netko možda? Želi li netko nešto reći?
In whatever Krishna we trust.
U kojeg god Krishnu vjerujemo.
That's a very intelligent way of avoiding the answer.
Jako inteligentan način da izbjegneš odgovor.
Well, I'll share with you my realization, then you can share with me your realization. Should I go first?
Podijelit ću s vama svoju spoznaju i onda vi možete svoju. Mogu li ja prvi?
Okay, for me, this is Mahamantra Krishna.
Dakle, za mene je to Mahamantra Krishna.
Mahamantra Krishna is saying like this.
Mahamantra Krishna tako govori.
You see why it's so important now to chant Mahamantra.
Vidite sada zašto je tako važno mantrati Mahamantru.
Is there any difference between Krishna and his holy name?
Postoji razlika između Krišne i svetog imena?
Okay. I'm trying to give you some realizations of what you are doing.
Pokušavam vam dati neku realizaciju onoga što vi činite.
And Prabhupada explained it in this way.
Prabhupada je to ovako objasnio.
He said, don't be Krishna unconscious.
Rekao je, nemojte biti nesvjesni Krišne.
That's what he told us. Don't be Krishna unconscious.
To nam je rekao, nemojte biti nesvjesni Krišne.
What does it mean to be Krishna unconscious?
Što znači biti nesvjestan Krišne?
It means we do it, but we're not aware of what we're doing. We're
znači,
unconscious. We're just doing
to,
it.
Ali nismo svjesni da to činimo. Jednostavno smo nesvjesni, radimo to automatski.
We're doing it automatically.
Automatski to činimo.
Because I have to do it.
Jer moramo.
It's my duty.
To nam je dužnost.
I promised my guru.
Obećao sam guru.
Whatever reason it is. But we're not fully 100% committed or dedicated or conscious.
Ali nismo 100% uvjereni ili posvećeni.
So therefore, Prabhupada said, don't be Krishna unconscious.
I zato je Prabhupada rekao, nemojte biti nesvjesni Krishna.
Then he said, first become conscious, then you can become Krishna conscious.
Rekao je, prvo postanite svjesni, a potom možete postati svjesni Krishna.
First become conscious, then you can become Krishna conscious.
Prvo postanite svjesni, a potom možete postati svjesni Krishna.
Can you develop Krishna prema through Krishna unconsciousness?
Možete li razviti Krishna premu kroz nesvjesnost Krishna?
What do you think?
Što mislite?
I don't think so. Then that's Krishna unconsciousness. Then there's Krishna disconsciousness, negative consciousness. That was Kamsa. Did he develop Krishna prema?
Postoji dakle nesvjesnost Krishna, ali postoji negativna strana svjesnosti Krishna koju je Kamsa ispoljavao. Ali je li on razvio ljubav prema Krishna?
So we're not going to develop Krishna prema for negative consciousness or unconsciousness, but only full Krishna consciousness. Positive, what Prabhupada called positive Krishna consciousness.
Krishna premu nećemo razviti nesvjesnošću Krishna, nećemo razviti negativnom svjesnošću, već samo punom, potpunom svjesnošću.
So before we go further, I'm going to tell you about my puja.
Prije nego krenemo dalje, reći ću vam nešto o svojoj puji.
How I see kirtan as puja.
Kako kirtan vidim kao puju.
So in puja, when we're doing puja to the deity, we dress them in beautiful clothes.
Kada vršimo puđu za božanstvo, oblačimo ih u prekrasnu odjeću.
We do the same with the Mahamantra.
Istu stvar činimo i sa Mahamantrom.
We decorate the Mahamantra with beautiful melodies, and that's the clothing of the Mahamantra.
Mahamantru oblačimo u prekrasne melodije i to je njezina odjeća.
Then we decorate the Mahamantra with the beautiful jewels of bangles and garlands and necklaces, which are the Madanga rhythms.
A potom je okrasimo sa prekrasnim draguljima, narukvicama, ogrlicama, što su u stvari ritmovi mridanga.
The mridanga and kartal rhythms are the beautiful ornaments on the body of the Mahamantra.
Ritmovi mridanga i kartala su u stvari prekrasni ukrasi na tijelu Mahamantre.
Which Lord Chaitanya referred to as Nam Prabhu.
Za koje gospodin Chaitanya rekao da su Nam Prabhu.
Then we offer a flame.
Zatim nudimo vatru.
That flame that we offer in kirtan is the fire of our devotion.
Taj plamen koji nudimo u kirtanu, vatra je naše devocije.
We also offer water.
Nudimo također i vodu.
The water that we offer in the kirtan is the emotions in our heart or the tears coming from our eyes.
Voda koju u kirtanu nudimo su emocije iz našeg srca i suze koje nam teku iz očiju.
We also offer Krishna a flower.
Krishni nudimo i cvijet.
The flower is the flower of our youth or of our life that we're offering to the holy name in the kirtan.
Cvijet se odnosi na naš život koji nudimo u kirtanu.
So, are you getting some understanding of how I'm approaching kirtan?
Da li razumijete sada na koji način ja prilazim kirtanu, kako ga ja doživljavam?
I'm sharing this with you in order to inspire and maybe give you some realizations.
Dijelim ovo s vama kako bih vas možda nadahnuo ili vam pružio neke spoznaje, realizacije.
After I'd been involved with the movement for 2 years, I was in a different temple. I went to Toronto in Canada.
Nakon što sam u pokretu proveo 2 godine, posjetio sam razne hramove i tako se našao u Kanadi, u Torontu.
And I was reading a lot. All I was doing was reading.
Puno sam čitao, uistinu puno, čitavo vrijeme sam zapravo proveo čitajući.
And one devotee came to me and he said, "You read too much, you should chant more."
Prišao mi je jedan bhakta i rekao da previše čitam, da bih trebao više mantrati.
He said, "Just by chanting the holy name, you'll get to know everything that's in Prabhupada's books."
Rekao mi je da ću jednostavno mantrajući sveto ime saznati sve što piše u Prabhupadinim knjigama.
That didn't really make sense to me at the time.
To mi onda baš i nije imalo nekog smisla.
But over time I realized he was right.
No, tokom vremena sam spoznao kako je bio u pravu.
What is the shloka in the Bhagavad Gita where Krishna confirms that that's completely correct?
U kojoj šloci Bhagavad Gita Krishna potvrđuje da je to upravo tako?
Well, it's a trick question. It's not easy.
Ovo nije baš lako pitanje.
But it's verse 15:15. Who knows that one?
Radi se o stihu 15:15. Ko to zna od vas?
Right? Right. Everybody heard that?
Svi ste čuli?
Sarvasya chaham hridi sannivishto. Krishna says, "I'm seated in everyone's heart."
Krishna kaže, nalazim se u svačijem srcu.
We all know that, right?
Svi to znamo, zar ne?
Mata smritir gyanam, and from me comes knowledge and remembrance.
A od mene dolazi znanje i zaborav.
The knowledge we are acquiring in Krishna consciousness, where is it coming from?
Odakle dolazi znanje koje nam treba u svjesnosti Krishna?
Where? Must be. Krishna says it's coming from him.
Dolazi od njega, kaže Krishna.
Smriti, he gives us remembrance.
Daje nam i sjećanje, smriti.
Remembrance that we're his devotee.
Sjećanje da smo njegovi bhakte.
That we're spirit soul.
Da smo duhovne duše.
That we have a relationship with him.
Da s njim imamo odnos.
But there's one other thing that comes from Krishna.
No, ima još jedna stvar koja dolazi od Krishna.
Apohanam cha. That means forgetfulness also.
Zaborav, apohanam cha.
If we want to enjoy separate from Krishna, then he covers us and we forget the smriti and the gyan.
Ako želimo se odvojiti od Krishna, onda ga zaboravljamo. Zaboravljamo znanje i...
So these three shaktis come from Krishna. The gyan shakti for knowledge, the smriti shakti for remembrance, and the apohan shakti, the covering or forgetful shakti.
Dakle, te tri šakti dolaze od Krišne. Dakle, znanje, sjećanje i zaborav.
So I have seen over the years that some of my God brothers who were great leaders in the early days, sannyasis, GBCs, gurus, they're no longer with us because whatever they did, I don't know, but Krishna gave them his apohan shakti. They forgot everything and they left.
Vidio sam tako mnogo godina koje sam proveo u pokretu, kako su moja braća po Bogu koji su bili i sanjasi i veliki propovjednici i članovi GBC-a, jednostavno ih je Krišna prekrio sa tom šakti zaborava i oni su otišli.
Now why would Krishna want to use his apohan shakti on the living entities if he wants all the living entities to come back to him?
Zašto bi Krišna želio ispoljiti to apohanam šakti prema živim bićima ako želi da mu se sva živa bića vrate?
Anybody have an idea? Yeah.
Ima li netko neku ideju?
Okay, you're half right. We can choose. She also said Krishna gave us free will. Who believes that Krishna gives us free will?
Krishna nam daje slobodnu volju, pa možemo.
How many people?
Tko se vjeruje da nam Krishna daje slobodnu volju?
How many people believe that Krishna does not give us free will?
A tko misli da nam ne daje slobodnu volju?
Three of us. Let's test it, okay?
Ajmo provjeriti.
I would like to fly back to Belgium instead of taking a car. That's, do I have the will to do that?
Želio bih letjeti nazad u Belgiju umjesto da putujem autom.
I don't mean taking a plane, I mean like a bird.
Ne mislim avionu, mislim kao ptica.
I don't have that free will.
Ja nemam tu slobodnu volju.
If I jump out of a building and fall, I can't save myself by flying like a bird.
Da skočim iz neke zgrade i padnem, ne mogu se spasiti da poletim.
We see insects walking on the ceiling. I'd like to walk on the ceiling, but I can't.
Vidimo kako kukci hodaju pod se radi, ali ja bih htio, ali ne mogu.
I'd like to swim underwater for a long time and see the coral reefs, but I can't. I have to come up in 1 minute to take another breath. I don't have free will.
Ja bih volio dugo plivati ispod vode da vidim koralne stijene.
How many people still think we have free will?
Koliko još ljudi misli da imamo slobodu?
Okay, let's hear why.
Ajde, zašto?
Okay, she's taking it over many millions of births. Okay, I'm speaking about our one life. Krishna's given us freedom of choice. That's why I said you were half right. We can choose anything. This is what Prabhupada said. We can choose to follow Krishna or choose to follow Maya. That's it.
Krishna nam daje slobodu izbora. Možemo odlučiti slijediti Krishna ili slijediti Maju. To je naš izbor.
This idea that we have free will is not the teaching of Prabhupada.
Ideja da imamo slobodnu volju nije pravopadino učenje.
It's a Christian teaching.
To je kršćansko učenje.
This you remember from your upbringing when you were a Christian or whatever.
Toga se sjećate iz svog kršćanskog zaleđa.
Okay, a question in the back. Okay, so he's saying that our choice of choosing is only 10%, not 100%. Can I answer that for a question first? That's not the teaching of Prabhupada. He says we can make whatever choice we want, but as soon as we make that choice, we become controlled by that energy, either Maya energy, Mahamaya energy, or Yoga Maya energy.
Onda nas kontrolira ili Mahamaya energija Mahamaya ili Yoga Maya.
So we have 100% ability to make a choice. I can choose to eat prasadam or to fast.
Dakle, mi imamo mogućnost izabrati, recimo, da li ćemo uzeti prasadam ili ćemo postiti.
I can choose to go swimming or choose to go to a seminar.
Mogu odlučiti ići plivati ili otići na seminar.
Okay, what was your point? No, we don't have free will, 0%. We have free choice only. Yeah. 100%. Okay. She says that we have 100% free choice, but we also have 100% conditioning.
Dakle, imamo 100% mogućnosti, imamo slobodan izbor, ali isto tako.
How many people in this room? How many people in this room think they're 100% conditioned?
Koliko od vas misli da su u potpunosti uvjetovani, 100% uvjetovani?
Okay, So what you're telling us is that you've made zero progress in devotional service since you started.
Što znači da niste uopće niste niti malo napredovali u predanom služenju od kad ste krenuli s.
Because when you came, you were 100% conditioned.
Jer kada ste došli, bili ste 100% uvjetovani.
Now after so many years, you're still 100% conditioned.
Nakon toliko godina još uvijek ste toliko uvjetovani.
So you made zero progress in devotional service.
Znači da uopće niste niti malo napredovali u predanom služenju.
So let's ask the question again. How many people think that they're 100% conditioned?
Koliko vas misli da ste 100% uvjetovani?
Okay, we got less people this time. Okay, let's hear your answer.
Ovo je puta puno manje ljudi, ajdemo čuti tvoj odgovor. Ja sam uvjetovana duša.
We're conditioned souls, but are you 100%, 50%, 10%? I asked, are you 100% conditioned?
50%, 10% uvjetovana.
Okay, now we're at 50%.
Sada smo došli na 50%.
What is the logic for that?
I don't know.
Well, I don't see it either. We both don't see it. So how can we accept it? Yes.
I think that we are conditioned, but our people is the, we can have an attitude to the things that are going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Our attitude, that's our choice. It's the same from the outside. From the outside, the things will happen that as they're supposed to, but from the inside, it's our choice how we will feel about that and what knowledge will that bring to us. To use our inner intelligence to. I think it's about that.
Okay, let me put it in a different context. Who believes that Prabhupada is 100% conditioned?
Tko vjeruje da je Prabhupada 100% uvjetovan?
Who believes that Prabhupada is 100% not conditioned?
A tko vjeruje da je completely liberated? Neuvjetovan, potpuno slobodan.
Okay. We all believe that 100% liberated is Prabhupada.
Svi vjerujemo da je 100% oslobođen.
Why did he come here? What is he trying to give us?
Što nam on nastoji dati? Zašto je došao ovdje?
He's trying to take us out of the conditioned state and put us in the liberated state. Is this correct or not correct?
Želi nas izvući iz
uvjetovanja. Who agrees with that point?
I dovesti u oslobođeno stanje. Tko se
Therefore, I maintain again that if you say you're 100% conditioned, you've made zero progress on the path of Prabhupada's teaching.
100% uvjetovani.
And you should not be happy about that. And you should not smile about that. That is very unfortunate. It means what I said earlier, that if you're chanting in a mood of aparad, you're not going to get Krishna prema.
To ono što sam ranije rekao. Ako mantramo u raspoloženju aparada uvreda, onda nećemo napredovati.
So, okay, let's get right down to the seriousness of it now. We really have to overcome this 10th offense of inattentive chanting.
Mi uistinu moramo nadići tu 10. Uvredu nepažljivog mantranja.
Because attentive chanting takes you to the pure devotee state, the liberated state where you're no longer conditioned by the material energy.
Zato što nas čisto mantranje bez uvreda dovodi u stanje gdje više nismo uvjetovani materijalnom prirodom.
Is that where you want to be?
Želite li doći tamo?
Is that why you joined this movement?
Zato ste se pridružili pokretu.
Are you satisfied with the progress that you've made so far?
Jeste li zadovoljni sa dosadašnjim napretkom?
If you made zero progress, how you can be satisfied?
Ako uopće niste napredovali, kako možete biti zadovoljni?
Okay, we have to get real serious here.
Sada se moramo ozbiljiti.
So kirtan for me is a puja where I'm offering my glorification, my love, and I'm telling Krishna how I feel about him. When you sing a song to somebody to let them know how you feel about them, what do you call that? A serenade. What else do you call it? A love song. For me, kirtan is a love song and we're serenading the person that we love. It's not a process. It's not a duty.
То не дужност.
It's not something I'm doing to, you know, become free from material desires.
Не нешто што чиним да бих се ослободио материјалних желја.
I'm singing a love song to the person that I love.
Pjevam ljubavnu pjesmu osobi koju volim.
Because I want a closer and deeper relationship with that person.
Jer s tom osobom želim dublji i bliži odnos.
Now, does that person want a closer and deeper relationship with me?
Želi li ta osoba dublji i bliži odnos sa mnom?
Who believes it?
Tko u to vjeruje?
Well, then it's us that's holding back and not Krishna.
Onda mi zapravo stojimo na putu, a ne Krishna.
Do you understand it?
Svaćate li to?
Are you willing to open your heart for Krishna?
Jeste li spremni otvoriti?
Give your love to Krishna.
Dati mu svoju.
Well, then let's show him, because every time we chant his holy names, all we're doing is telling him how much we feel about him. Whether it's good or bad, he's getting the message. So let's give him a good, positive message.
Pokažimo mu to, jer svaki puta kada pjevamo sveta imena, mi mu pokazujemo koliko nam je stalo do njega.
The big mistake that we make is that as soon as the kirtan's over, we go back to material consciousness.
Velika pogreška koju činimo je da čim kirtan završi, mi se vratimo u materijalnu svjesnost.
But what we really want is for the kirtan to come from the external to the internal.
No, ono što mi želimo je da kirtan iz vanjskoga uđe u unutrašnje.
So after each kirtan, if we go into a meditation,
ako iza svakog kirtana uđemo u meditaciju,
quiet and still and peaceful,
tihi i mirni, smireni,
you can feel the energy of that kirtan throughout your whole body.
Možete osjetiti energiju tog kirtana kako prožima čitavo vaše tijelo.
You'll be able to hear the sound of that kirtan vibrating in your consciousness.
Moći ćete čuti kako zvuk tog kirtana vibrira u vašoj svjesnosti.
I'll share with you my own experiences.
Podijelit ću s vama moje vlastite iskustva.
Sometimes after a kirtan,
ponekad nakon kirtana,
I become so energized.
Osjetim toliku energiju.
I'm talking about an evening kirtan.
Govorim sad o večernjim kirtanima.
I become so energized that I can't go to sleep.
Osjećam toliko energiju da ne mogu zaspati.
I'm just lying awake and the mantra is just swirling around my head.
Jednostavno ležim budan dok mi mantra prolazi kroz glavu.
I just hear that melody over and over again.
Samo iznova i iznova čujem tu melodiju.
Which is fantastic.
Što je uistinu prekrasno.
But it's night time and it's time to sleep.
No, vrijeme je da se spava.
And I've got to get up in the morning.
A ja ujutro moram ustati.
But I can't sleep.
Ali ne mogu zaspati.
And then I had one time when this was happening, I had a deep realization which I'll share with you.
Kada se to jednom prilikom dogodilo, imao sam duboku spoznaju koju ću s vama podijeliti.
I had this realization that this was the experience of the Goswamis.
Da je to zapravo spoznaja Goswamija.
Of Haridas Thakur.
Haridas Thakura.
Of Srila Prabhupada.
Srila Prabhupada.
The reason they only slept 2 hours every night.
Oni su mogli spavati 2 sata noću.
Is because they were so energized by the holy name, they didn't need to sleep anymore.
Jer im je sveto ime pružalo toliko energiju da više nisu morali spavati.
They couldn't even sleep anymore.
Čak nisu ni mogli spavati.
I experienced it. I could not go to sleep.
Osjetio sam to. Jednostavno nisam mogao zaspati.
This was only just a few times.
Bilo je to svega nekoliko puta.
But I had the realization that for the pure devotees it's every night like that.
No, shvatio sam da je za čiste bhakte tako svake noći.
That's why they only need 2 or 3 hours of sleep and the rest of the time they're doing service.
Zato im je potrebno svega 2 ili 3 sata sna, dok ostalo vrijeme oni služe.
And most of the service that they're doing when it's dark is the writing service.
A većina njihove službe dok je mračno je pisanje.
And the writing is for us.
A pišu za nas.
It's to benefit us.
To je za našu dobrobit.
It's to give Krishna consciousness to us.
Žele dati svjesnost Krishne nama.
It's to connect us to Krishna.
Žele nas povezati s Krishnom.
It's to connect us to the Mahamantra.
Žele nas povezati s Mahamantrom.
That's all they're doing.
I to je sve što oni čine.
It's trying to connect future generations to Krishna.
Jednostavno, iduće, buduće generacije žele povezati s Krishnom.
And we're the next in line.
A mi smo sljedeći u tom nizu.
The parampara stops here.
Ovdje staje parampara.
Or it continues from here.
Ili se odavde nastavlja.
It's up to us.
Ovisi o nama.
In 1975, when Srila Prabhupada came to the Los Angeles temple, now I'd gone from Toronto to Los Angeles.
Kada je 1975. godine Srila Prabhupada došao u Los Angeles, dakle tada sam ja prešao iz Toronto u Los Angeles.
Even as a new devotee, I was always traveling.
Čak i kao mladi bhakta uvijek sam putovao.
So Prabhupada came and the Vaikuntha players, they prepared a beautiful drama for Prabhupada.
Prabhupada je došao i bhakte koji su bili dio te skupine Vaikuntha glumaca su pripremili prekrasnu predstavu za njega.
This was the drama troupe in Los Angeles temple.
To je bila dramska skupina u hramu Los Angelesu.
And the one they did was the drama they did was from the Bhagavatam, was called The Pandavas Retire Timely.
I oni su izveli jednu predstavu na temu pravovremeno povlačenje Pandava.
And the way the temple room was, see, the deities were like there.
Dakle, raspored na hramske prostorije bio ovakav. Božanstva su bila kao ovdje.
Prabhupada's Vyasasan was on this side here.
Prabhupada's Vyasasan je bio na ovoj strani.
And then on that side was the stage.
A na onoj tamo strani je bila pozornica.
So the drama went on for over an hour.
Predstava je trajala čitav jedan sat.
And it was fantastic.
I bilo uistinu predivno.
And at the end, everybody was applauding and Prabhupada was smiling like anything.
Svi su na kraju pljeskali, a Prabhupada se jako smiješio.
And then everybody turned around.
Svi su se okrenuli.
And Prabhupada is going to speak.
I on čekali da Prabhupada nešto kaže.
So the first thing he did was he gave an Academy Award to Lokamangala.
I prva stvar koju je napravio da je dao nagradu Lokamangali.
Who played Yudhishthira.
Koji je igrao Yudhishthira, glumio Yudhishthira.
Prabhupada said the Academy Award goes to Yudhishthira.
I Prabhupada rekao ova nagrada ide Yudhishthiru.
And Prabhupada said that these dramas should be taken all over the world and Krishna consciousness will be spread through cultural conquest.
I onda je Prabhupada rekao da se te drame predstave trebaju odigravati po čitavom svijetu i da će se svjesnost Krishna širiti putem kulturnih predstava.
Then he said, my Guru Maharaj ordered me to take this Krishna consciousness movement of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to the Western countries.
I tada je rekao, moj Guru Maharaj mi je naredio da ovaj pokret Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu odvedem u zapadne zemlje.
Then he said, but what can an old man do by himself?
A onda je rekao, što starac može učiniti sam?
Therefore, my Guru Maharaj is so kind, he sent all of you to help me.
Stoga me Guru Maharaj tako ljubazan da mi je poslao sve vas da mi pomognete.
And then he said, now I'm very happy to say,
a potom je rekao, sada sam jako sretan što mogu reći,
that the mission of Lord Chaitanya is in the right hands. And he went like that.
Da je misija gospodina Chaitanya u pravim rukama.
We were looking at each other like, who's he talking about? Not me.
Gledali smo jedni druge, pa na koga to misli? Pa ne valja na mene.
I mean, no one in that temple room was a devotee for more than 7 or 8 years.
Nitko u toj hramskoj prostoriji nije bio bhakta duže od 7-8 godina.
I'd only been involved for a couple of years.
Ja sam bio tamo svega par godina.
But Prabhupada said, now the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is in the right hands.
No, Prabhupada je rekao, misija Chaitanya Mahaprabhu u dobrim je rukama.
Our hands.
Našim rukama.
He was entrusting it to us.
On ju je povjerio nama.
He was handing over the Guru Parampara system to the next generation, us.
Sustav parampara prenosio je na sljedeći naraštaj, na nas.
And now you're the next generation and we're going to hand it over to you.
A vi ste sljedeća generacija, a mi ćemo to predati vama.
And you will carry the mission of Lord Chaitanya for the next generations to come in the future.
A vi ćete misiju gospodina Chaitanya prenositi idućim generacijama koje dolaze u budućnosti.
And you will do it with full enthusiasm.
Učinit ćete to s punim entuzijazmom.
And full confidence.
I potpunim povjerenjem.
Because you will be chanting the Hare Krishna mantra with complete Priti Purvakam, with complete love and devotion.
Jer ćete Hare Krishna Maha mantru pjevati sa potpunom predanošću i posvećenošću.
Because you'll be focusing your full attention on hearing the holy name.
Jer ćete svu svoju pažnju usmjeriti na slušanje svetog imena.
And Krishna from within your heart will give you his smriti shakti and his Gyan Shakti, so that you will remember everything and you have all the knowledge you need to convince the conditioned souls.
I Krišna će vam unutar srca dati svoju smriti šakti i gyana šakti, tako da ćete imati svo znanje potrebno da uvjerite uljetovane duše.
Each one of us has to become the pen in Krishna's hand by which he can rewrite the history of this planet, how this planet became Krishna conscious.
Svatko od nas treba postati olovka u Krišnim rukama, kojom će Krišna ponovno napisati povijest ovog planeta, kako je on postao svjestan Krišne.
That is your responsibility, to be the next in parampara because you took initiation.
Vaša odgovornost da budete sljedeći u parampara jer ste uzeli inicijaciju.
You're now connected, you're part of the parampara system.
Povezani ste i dio ste sustava parampara.
And we have to become very conscious of that.
I toga trebate postati jako svjesni.
Conscious of our duty.
Svjesni naše dužnosti.
Conscious of our responsibility.
Svjesni naše odgovornosti.
Of keeping this mission alive and healthy.
Da održimo tu misiju zdravom i živom.
To please Guru and Krishna.
Da zadovoljimo Guru i Krishnu.
And to benefit all the conditioned souls.
I da svim uvjetovanim dušama pružimo dobrobit.
And this will not be difficult for you.
I to vama neće biti teško.
Because you only have to solve one problem.
Jer trebate riješiti samo jedan problem.
The problem of Shravanam.
Problem Shravanam.
During that kirtan.
Tijekom kirtana.
Was anybody's mind wandering and thinking different things?
Je li nečiji um lutao i mislio na druge stvari?
Hopefully not.
Nadajmo se da ne.
But if it was.
No, ako jeste.
It was probably during the time when you were listening, not when you were chanting.
To vjerojatno bilo tokom vremena kada ste slušali, a ne kada ste pjevali.
We have a process of Shravanam Kirtanam.
Imamo proces Shravanama i Kirtanam.
So when I'm singing, you're hearing.
Kada ja pjevam, vi slušate.
And when you're singing, I'm hearing.
A kada vi pjevate, ja slušam.
So sometimes during that kirtan, it's during the time that I'm hearing that the mind starts to wander, not during the time that I'm singing.
I tijekom tog razdoblja kirtana, kada pjevam, kada slušamo, onda umuta, ne kada pjevamo.
If that is your problem,
ako je to vaš problem,
I'm going to give you the solution.
Daću vam rješenje.
So that you'll never think in kirtan again.
Da više nikada u kirtanu nećete razmišljati.
And then tomorrow we'll go to japa. Solve the problem of japa, but today we're going to solve the problem of kirtan.
Sutra ćemo riješiti problem japa, danas problem kirtana.
So here's how we solve the problem of thinking during the kirtan.
Evo kako ćemo riješiti problem razmišljanja tijekom kirtana.
You always sing.
Uvijek pjevajte.
Just keep on singing.
Samo nastavite pjevati.
Even when the leader is singing, you keep on singing.
Čak i kad vođa kirtana pjeva, vi nastavite pjevati.
Don't give your mind a chance to get in there to start thinking.
Nemojte dati umu priliku da počne razmišljati.
Because the singing will purify the mind.
Jer pjevanje će pročistiti um.
Our mind, if it becomes a devotee, we are home free. It's all downhill after that.
Ako naš um postane bhakta, onda smo na konju, onda je sve riješeno.
So we just have to make our mind a devotee.
Samo trebamo naš um učiniti bhaktom.
And the power of the holy name is so powerful, even my mind can become purified and become a devotee.
Moć svetog imena tako je moćna da čak i moj um može postati pročišćen i postati bhakta.
Now some people, even when they're singing, they have so much problem with their minds.
Neki ljudi čak i dok pjevaju imaju tolikih problema s umom.
Then I give you the final step to completely make the divine a pure devotee.
Tako da ću vam dati posljednji korak kojim um možete učiniti bhaktom.
If in the kirtan you're always singing and your mind still wants to think, then you have to start dancing like crazy.
Ako u kirtanu kad pjevate vaš um i dalje razmišlja, trebate početi plesati ko ludi.
Just dance in ecstasy, jump, run, do everything because you cannot think when you're singing and dancing.
Plešite, trčite, skačite, šta god, jer dok plešete ne možete razmišljati.
This is called positive samskara.
To su pozitivne samskare.
We're going to wipe out the negative samskara that it's all right to think during the kirtan, during the chanting.
Izbrisat ćemo negativne samskare koje nam govore da je dobro razmišljati tijekom mantranja ili pjevanja.
And we're going to replace it with a new samskara, positive samskara that we never think when we're chanting.
Zamijenit ćemo ih pozitivnim novim samskarama, tako da nikada tijekom mantre ne razmišljamo.
The only thing that we do during the kirtan,
što ćemo činiti tijekom kirtana,
is experience the ecstasy,
je iskustvo zanosa, ekstaze,
of Krishna's holy name.
Krishnog svetog imena.
Because Krishna is in his holy name.
Jer Krishna je u svome svetom imenu.
We're not even singing the Maha Mantra.
Mi čak ni ne pjevamo Maha Mantra.
I would recommend that when you preach to people, you can say that we're chanting the Maha Mantra.
Preporučam da ljudima kada propovijedate kažete da mi pjevamo Maha Mantra.
But amongst ourselves, we're not chanting Maha Mantra.
Ali između nama mi ne pjevamo Maha Mantra.
What are we doing?
Što mi radimo?
Do you remember?
Sjećate se?
Who remembers?
Tko se sjeća?
Who remembers?
Tko se sjeća?
Before the kirtan, I said.
Rekao sam
prije. Who remembers? Why we're doing puja?
Dakle, radimo puđu, a zašto?
Okay, you guys don't remember.
Ne sjećate se.
That's it. We're singing a love song. We're serenading our beloved. It's a love song to Krishna. It's not a process of yoga. We're going beyond that. We're going to give our love to Krishna. Now someone may say, I don't have any love for
Krishna.
That's 100% bogus.
To je 100% pogrešno.
And you want to hear a Prabhupada story to prove it?
Želite li čuti Prabhupadinu priču koja će to dokazati?
What, have we got time? Oh, we don't have time.
Nemamo vremena.
So come back tomorrow.
Sutra se vratite.
Okay, just one pastime.
Samo
so Prabhupada was in New Vrindavan.
Prabhupada je bio u New Vrindavanu.
In the early days.
Ranih dana.
And that was before they even had a really nice temple.
Prije nego što je tamo bio onaj prekrasan hram.
So during the afternoon, Prabhupada would come and sit underneath a tree.
I tijekom popodneva Prabhupada bi došao i sjeo ispod drveta.
And the devotees would sit in front of him.
Bhakti bi sjeli ispred njega.
And they would have nice darshan and he would speak.
Imali bi darshan s njime i on bi govorio.
Because it's a farm and because it's outside, there's many animals.
Budući da je to farma i vani je na otvorenom, ima puno životinja.
So there were some kittens who were running and playing while Prabhupada was speaking.
I tamo su bili neki mačići koji su trčali i igrali se dok je Prabhupada govorio.
Then all of a sudden they were running and playing and all of a sudden they jumped onto, two of them jumped onto Prabhupada's lap.
I dok su se tako igrali i skakali, dvoje od njih je skočilo Prabhupada u krilo.
So Prabhupada looked down at them like that.
Prabhupada ih ovako pogledao.
And all the devotees went,
oh! A svi su bhakti zaprepašteno
pogledali. What's going to happen now?
Što će sada biti?
Because the animals are muči.
Životinje su muči.
And they're on the lap of the pure devotee.
A oni su na krilu čistoga bhakti.
What's Prabhupada going to do?
Što će Prabhupada učiniti?
So Prabhupada looked down.
Prabhupada je pogledao prema njima.
Then he started to pet them.
I počeo ih maziti.
And the kittens were going.
A mačići su.
And then they started purring.
Počeli,
and then Prabhupada said, just see, even the animals have love.
I onda je rekao, pogledajte samo, čak i životinje posjeduju ljubav.
What to speak of the human beings.
A što te kreće o ljudskim bićima?
So we all have love in our heart.
Svi u srcu imamo ljubav.
And we're going to give it to Krishna.
I daćemo je Krishni.
Is that a good idea?
Nije li to dobra ideja?
You all agree that's a good idea?
Svi se slažemo, zar ne?
And how do we do that?
A kako ćemo to učiniti?
Shravanam kirtanam.
Shravanam kirtanam.
In this kirtan. Lord Chaitanya founded the Sankirtan movement, right?
Gospodin Chaitanya utemeljio je Sankirtan pokret.
He showed us how to do it. He gave all the rules, right?
Pokazao nam je. Pokazao nam je kako je dao sva pravila.
And what was his example?
I što je bio njegov primjer?
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Did anybody ever wonder why Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda's arms are always like this?
Jeste li se ikad pitali zašto su ruke gospodina Chaitanya i gospodina Nityananda uvijek dignute u zrak?
Who knows why?
Tko zna zašto?
A, because they're happy. Why else?
Prvo zato što su sretni.
Because they're glorifying the Lord.
Zato što slave Gospodina.
Why else?
Zašto još?
Surrendering to the Lord. Exactly. This is what Draupadi did.
To je Draupadi učin.
What else? Oh, you're saying. Yes. Full of bliss and ecstasy. Exactly. Are we in Lord Chaitanya's movement? Do we want to follow in his footsteps? Hare Krishna. So tomorrow we're going to start talking about japa.
Sutra ćemo početi govoriti o japi.
And we're going to find out what japa is.
I saznat ćemo što je japa.
Maybe you think that japa is some sadhana.
Možda mislite da je japa sadhana.
But we're going to actually find out what japa really is tomorrow.
Ali sutra ćemo saznati što je to uistinu japa.
And we're also going to give you tips and advice how to get the mind to focus during japa, because that's the most difficult.
I dati savjete kako da um usmjerite tijekom japa, jer to je najteži zadatak.
And if anybody gets a chance tomorrow morning, record your japa.
I sutra ujutro ako ćete imati priliku,
it's a good exercise.
Svoj japu, to je dobra
vježba. So you can hear your own chanting.
Da možete čuti vlastito mantranje.
It'll give you an idea of how quickly you're going to make advancement, you know.
I vidjet ćete kako brzo možete napredovati.
And I also share with you how I came to, you know, experimenting different ways of chanting till I came to what, you know, the realizations that I have now.
Dat ću vam primjere kako sam sam eksperimentirao s različitim načinima mantranja i došao do spoznaja koje imam sada.
So that's for tomorrow.
To je za sutra.
Thank you all very, very much for coming.
Svima vam puno hvala što ste došli.
And I have brought CDs with me. Yesterday someone asked me, do I have CDs? And so this time I brought CDs with me. So if anybody wants CDs, come and see Kishori here, my wife Kishori.
There she is.
Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.